Hi, this is Amazing Hobbies for Dummies, and if you're listening to this, you're probably getting dumb advice because it is for dummies. We have Hidden Glory, The Magic in Reading, and Showtime Softball. If any of these names interest you, please listen to the following three paragraphs. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Showtime Softball by Shelby. Softball is a very active sport. You have to use all of your muscles. The first step is running. When you run, you are using all of your leg muscles. The next step seems very simple to everyone who watches baseball or softball or a little league game at Cravens Park. This step is batting. When you bat, you use all of your muscles from the waist up. The next step is catching. You use all of your leg muscles to get to that ball. The last step is pitching. In this step, you have to use your arm muscles and your leg muscles because you're moving your arm in a windmill fashion. When you use your leg muscles, you are putting all of your weight on your two legs.
Hitting Glory. Volleyball is a pleasure and it is a fun sport where you move your arms and it makes them stronger. When you play volleyball, you can't catch the ball. If you do, it's out and you see other teams for it. In the middle of the court is a net. That net is used to split the court in half and each team has one side of the court. It is also used to tell between points for each team. The point in volleyball is to keep the ball off the ground and keep it going back and forth from each side of the court by Alyssa.
The Magic in Reading by Sarah. Not many people enjoy reading because they're not good at it or they think it's boring. But some people enjoy reading, are fast, and don't think it is a waste of time. It is these people who enjoy the pleasure of getting lost into someone else's point of view. People read different books according to their style. The most popular book theme is probably magic, such as the Harry Potter series. When you read a book, you see another person's life. Most books that people read are fiction because nonfiction books aren't always too interesting. Sometimes people get so absorbed in a book that they are not aware of what is around them. That is the magic in reading. I hope you like this production by Sarah. Thank you for listening to Amazing Hobbies for Dummies. I hope you now have a dumb hobby to enjoy.